Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kyoto Superintendent Dennis Phelps about the Kyoto Junior High Gymnasium.
So what is the current situation with where the gym is at right now?
Well, right now the workers are on top of the gym, putting the new roof on, which would include the insulation and the rubber ceiling. We have to do that in sections due to weather. So they'll try to take one section off and put the new section on, weather permitting, and then they'll move to the next section of the gym and just kind of keep going through. It'd be nice to be able to take the whole thing off and put it on at one time, but weather's not going to allow us to do that. So it's kind of a day-to-day process right now this week. With weather the way it is, we're not quite sure how many days we're going to be able to get in and do that. At the same time, the ProServe people are in and doing work on the inside of the gym, cleaning the roof, cleaning some of the walls, cleaning some of the venting to kind of help clean up some of the smoke and the smell and the smoke that's residues been left on the walls and on the ceiling. So they're in the process of doing that, clean it all up, and they'll probably end up at some point in time here in the next couple of weeks, painting and cleaning the floor again. And then hopefully, if we were really, really lucky, October 1 would be a day to be able to use the gym. Probably, looks the weather, probably not going to be that soon, but hopefully somewhere in the first part of October we'll be able to have all the process completed and be able to be on normal schedule.
Has the construction, everything like that, has that disrupted classes at all, or that you've noticed at least?
No, it really hasn't. There's been a lot of work and cooperation of using the gym at different times, but I think the way we're currently set up, especially for like our PE classes, we have a K-12 PE instructor, so certain days it's junior high and high school, and certain days it's elementary, so that's worked out well. The biggest sharing and cooperation would probably involve junior high and high school volleyball, and we've just been able to arrange practices at after school and at different times, and then games. We've had last week we had a junior high game and a high school game. We just started the junior high game a little early, and been able to work out through these things really, really well. And for the most part, been very little disruption and very few or none, no complaints, which is really a testament to the people who are working through this process.
As far as the cleanup is concerned, like with the floor, what exactly are they doing for that?
This year, all we're going to do is just clean it up. And then at the end of this coming spring, then they'll come back in. This is part of the deal. Come back in and really take a look, and they'll probably resurface it a little bit. But we want to just let the whole school year go. There's really no rising or no buckling of the floor at this time. So we'll let that kind of even settle more, then come back in and look at spring and then do a real good cleanup and probably resurface it again. So, but we don't have to replace the floor, and that's at least at this time, and I don't think that's an issue at all. So that's been probably one of the major pleasant surprises, did not have to go through that whole process.
Anything else about the gym that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, it's just, it's been a work in progress, and never as fast as one wants. But, honestly, when we get done and finished with it, it'll almost be like a new gym. Again, it'll be really clean. It'll be even brighter with the new paint, get the floor refinished. So in retrospect, it will be almost like a new gym.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dennis Phelps. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.